It's unbelievable.
I would love to talk about your relationship with Miles, if we can. So your Miles, for those who don't know, is one of the most notorious art thieves. Can we say ever?
He's the greatest art thief who's ever lived.
The greatest art thief who's ever lived, and he happens to be one of your good friends, right?
Yeah.
And I heard you just went. Did you see Springsteen with him recently?
Yeah.
How did you become friends with this guy?
He's a guy I researched for a long time, and I put off meeting him for a decade.
Because you were nervous, or because didn't make sense to meet him, or
no, I wasn't nervous. You can't be nervous in this type of job. But I know he was in prison when the Gardner theft happened.
Okay, so you didn't think he was just involved.
I didn't think he did it.
Yep.
In fact, I knew he didn't.
He was in prison.
California.
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew he was probably the inspiration for it. He was probably like the whoever stole the paintings knew what Miles had done, because Miles had done it all.
Right.
And I eventually, after 10 years, because of certain people I was looking at that I feel were involved, and I know Miles knew them, one night I decided it was time to meet Miles. And through intermediaries, we set up a meeting. And the deal was I would appear in this documentary being made about him, about his rock and roll career.
Right. He was a rock and roll musician. Yeah. We were just talking about that a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, very, very popular. It was Miles and the Wild Ones. He was a huge star in Massachusetts music. He's in the Massachusetts Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, he's just the greatest. Like, his story is so cool.
It's incredible. It's mind-blowing. And every time I'm with him, he'll say, you know, I have a humdinger for you. And he'll tell you this crazy story. But I went to meet him, and I expected, you know, it was going to be maybe contentious or, a little attitude back and forth. But
a little cocky or a little full of himself, maybe.
Yeah, because we're at the polar opposite ends of the art world. He's the world's greatest art thief, and I'm this art theft investigator for the biggest heist ever. And we met, and from the handshake, we just hit it off. It was just weird. It was like we just have this appreciation, and I'm writing about it now for a future book about, I think we both have this appreciation for art that is unique from the vast majority of people. And somewhere in the middle between good and evil, you know, that gray area, Miles and I meet. It's hard to explain,
right?
But we just get along. He's just incredible. He's an incredible guy. The stories he tells, you sit there every time, you don't think it's going to happen, but you're left with your jaw hanging because you can't believe, but they're all true. So he and I have become friends. I was just at a birthday party with him a couple of weeks ago. And, at the table with us is a guy who, he asked me what I do for a living. There's a guy, how do you know Miles? I said, well, I'm the guy looking for the Gardner paintings. And the guy said, oh, I had a stolen Rembrandt once. I got it for Miles. I had a bag over my head, and we brought it to the police, and they made this exchange for Miles' sentences. And you're just sitting here. I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, you had a stolen Rembrandt in your hands. And it was like nothing to the guy. You know, it was a very nice guy, but it's just like it was nothing to him that he was carrying a Rembrandt. Like for me, if someone said, hey, I hold this Rembrandt, I would say, where are my gloves? Are you sure you want me to hold it? I would be afraid about smudgy, whatever.
Right, right. Where's
the
provenance?
The paint, but even putting a fingerprint on it. These guys, to them, it's another bargaining chip. Not to Miles, though. Miles understands this stuff and he appreciates it.
Is there a story that you can talk to us on air with Miles, or is there anything?
All right, yeah, I'll tell you. There's so many to choose from. I told you this one. I'll tell it again. About one afternoon. In 1975, he went out to the Mead Art Gallery at Amherst College, which is a nice little museum. And he went just to enjoy the art. He was taking it in, and he knows his stuff. And when he went into the museum, he saw in an office a painting that he thought was a Flink painting, Govert Flink, this famous student of Rembrandt's, a Dutch artist. And Miles went in to appreciate it, and he's looking, and the curator comes in, and he's asks him, what are you doing in my office? And Miles said, is that a Govert Flink? And the guy said, get out of my office. It's a working office. You have no right to be in here. He was a very mean guy, bad reputation. And Miles said, Miles is very clipped. He doesn't have a Boston accent, which is really weird. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm just wondering, is this a Flink painting? And the guy, again, just threw him out. Nasty, very nasty to him. So Miles left. He finished looking at the museum, like any one of us would do. And he went home that night. And he got a van and a couple of guys, and he drove back.
As anyone does.
Like anyone does. And drove back to Amherst, broke in the museum, stole that painting and two others, and took them because the way this guy treated him. And that people don't understand, that's not what art thieves do. They don't steal paintings for revenge like that. They steal art to make money on it, but not Miles. His motivations are always these different things. He's not only prolific, but he's successful, but he's fascinating. You know, to get into the psychology of what motivated him. So that's why I like being around him too. I mean, if you might know, like, guys that hunt serial killers talk to serial killers. Well, I hunt art thieves, so I talk to art thieves.
Right. And do you think that that's part of his success, or why he's had such a long career as an art thief, I guess, is because he's not just thinking about stealing the painting and selling it. His motives are interesting.
But he has just incredible guts.
Yeah.
He's an amazing risk taker. Like I said, his band was they'll call the Wild Ones. and he knows what to steal, unfortunately. The Rembrandt that he stole from the MFA was the perfect steal. It's an amazing painting. Most people wouldn't recognize it. He knew. You know, I've been with him, and he's shown me his samurai swords, 14th, 13th century samurai swords that he has. He knows these things inside out. Just a fascinating guy. People say to me, you're spending too much time with Miles Connor. You know, don't trust him too much. But, hey, you live once, and it's interesting.